Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Grid, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Rachel Weaver. Rachel Weaver is the founder of Resilient Marketing. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to Resilient Marketing.
So I started out in the traditional ad agency world. After I graduated from LSU with a degree in advertising, I was really trying to get my foot in the door, just following that kind of traditional agency path. I got in as an account executive at an agency in New Orleans, where I worked for about a year and a half. And, you know, I was very new, very wide-eyed, trying to get an understanding of the agency world as a whole. And of course, with your first job, you have literally nothing to compare it to. So you don't necessarily know if what you're experiencing, what you're going through is normal, so to speak. So I wasn't very, very happy there. And I was kind of open to other opportunities. And a headhunter had reached out to me on LinkedIn about a job in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is where I'm at right now. And it was for an account supervisor position at an agency here. And so I was like, well, like, you know, I know that I feel like I want something more. Maybe this other agency is the answer. So I packed up my life. I left Louisiana, which is where I am from originally. So it was kind of this big deal moving across the country for this job that I had really... You know, of course, I came for an interview. So I had been in Knoxville for all of 24 hours when I made the decision, you know, okay, like, I guess I'll take this job. Like, it's better pay. They kind of wined and dined me while I was here. So as I said, like, I up and moved my whole life here. Long story short, it was not a great decision to make. The agency had a lot of growing pains at the time. They were expanding very rapidly and there were very few processes in place and also very little effort to put processes in place. It's not like they were trying and it was failing. It was just kind of like every team fend for themselves. So shared resources became a huge, huge pain point. I had like been slipping some designers like $20 bills to focus on my work because there was no process to get all of this work in the agency and out the door. But we were still winning new business like crazy. So it was just this like complete chaos. People wouldn't take lunches. People were staying ridiculous hours. Like it was kind of this, unfortunately, glorified agency vision of work life where there is absolutely no work life balance in the slightest. And I was there for another year and a half. And I, you know, after going home in tears on multiple occasions, I was kind of just like, there has to be another way to do this job. Like, there has to be a way that I can do advertising and do marketing and not suffer like this. Like, there's got to be an answer here. Like, this can't be normal. But of course, I was still like, you know, still quite young, still quite new to marketing. So I took my last stab at another agency in Atlanta, where this agency was much smaller. I think we had 10, 12 people. But again, I packed up my whole life. I moved to Atlanta and I lasted there for about 4 months. And I kind of had this exact same epiphany where I was just like, this is just like continuing to pick up my life and move for these jobs is not what I want. And especially since I had actually really completely fallen in love with Knoxville when I moved here. So much so that actually my parents have moved up a couple months ago because they've been coming to visit me and they fell in love with Smoky Mountains and East Tennessee. And we just really like it here. So after that, you know, stint in Atlanta, and I was like, actually, like, I want to stay in Knoxville. And then I was like, I have to figure out a way to live where I want and to do the job that I'm good at. So thus I decided to form my own business. And so I created Resilient Marketing, And this all started happening right around the time of COVID. So beginning a business at the beginning of a pandemic is, you know, quite an experience.
Trying to make it much more relevant towards today's time, you know, starting a business just before COVID. How were you able to cope up with it? And, you know, how has the trajectory been so far?
It's been very positive. Like it's actually gone better than I expected it to. It was kind of one of those things where I was just like, I don't have anything to lose. So like, I might as well give this a shot and see how it goes. Through my experience with agencies, you know, from both New Orleans and here in Knoxville, and just being involved in the community, I've been able to network and make a lot of great contacts here. Knoxville also has a very supportive women in entrepreneurship organization, which provided me with, and still does provide me with, so much support and a community of just like-minded people who are all sort of kind of in this entrepreneur world together. And we're really all kind of solving this problem of like, this traditional workspace is not for us. And either like, for whatever reason that they might be going into their own business, like we're working towards creating something new and something better. So I started kind of putting my feelers out there with a lot of agency people who I know are also not super happy with their jobs, and asking if they want to do any freelancing and any sort of moonlighting and helping me with my work. So that's kind of how I grew my proverbial team, so to speak, my super duper like go-to tight-knit freelancers that I know what they're good at. I know their work schedules. Like I know what they want to do more of, even if it's not what they have experience in at the moment. And I just kind of organized, like I interviewed all of them, and I've just been organizing their information. And, you know, every time I go out and I look for new work and I get a new client, I always have the opportunity to go back to my team to say, hey, here is this client. They are trying to solve this problem. You know, can you give me a quote to see like, you know, how much this would cost to work on? And the second question is, do you actually want this project? And they have the opportunity to say no, and that's totally fine. That is their prerogative as their own, you know, entity with autonomy to say, no, I don't want to work on that. And that's totally fine. And then I go to the next freelancer and ask them.
True. Interesting model you've built over there. So, which brings me to my next question in regards to COVID, since because of lockdowns and stay at home and everything, you know, it's been a tough year for everyone. So being founders, all of them are workaholics, right? Then, you know, eventually somewhere around July, August, everyone started discussing about mental health and the burnouts, right? So how have you been able to cope up with that? Do you want to share some insights onto that?
Yeah. Burnout is, it's so real. And I feel like people are just now starting to talk about it and give it the credence I think it deserves. Because even in the time that I was at agencies, I mean, what ultimately forced me into going into business myself was burnout, was feeling like, I'm completely exhausted and overwhelmed at the way that this is working. So how can I fix it? I took the drastic, you know, option of quitting my job and starting my own company, which is not an option for everybody. But really, it's just about setting boundaries. And that's probably something people hear about all the time, and putting them into practice is much, much harder to do, especially when people expect you to be going 100% all the time. Like, and it's hard to say, hey, I don't have the capacity for this right now. And it's a scary conversation to bring up, especially to your superiors who expect you to perform at a certain standard all the stinking time. But you're also a human. And I try to really internalize that, because I'm also very, you know, type 3 Enneagram, like all about achievements. Like I'm obviously an entrepreneur. So like I am always striving and pushing the rock uphill, but it's really important to say no sometimes, like super, super important. And even if it starts with like the little things, like I can't make it to this meeting today. Like I just have too much on my plate. Can you please fill me in after? I'm so sorry. Like, let them know, like, you just can't be at another useless meeting. Like just try to maybe take off one meeting a week from your schedule, you know, starting small, setting boundaries, saying no, so that way you can protect your own mental capacity, because otherwise, you know, in a year from now, maybe even 2 weeks from now, you might just have a total shutdown like I did, where you're, where you have to turn the entire thing off. And I think if I had taken more steps to prevent that from happening, like maybe I wouldn't be where I am today. But I do think everything happens for a reason, and I am where I should be. But yeah, I think it's protecting, like, because you have to fight for yourself, because no one else will.
Exactly. So true. You know, just adding a comment to that, you know, what I've done is I, like, for me, Friday is a no call day.
Perfect. Work,
I'll be available, but I'll be available on Slack or Convo or emails, but it's a no call day for me, because being into sales, I need to speak a lot. So Monday to Tuesday, Thursday, I'm kind of like drained out.
Yeah. So I love that.
Okay. Last question. What daily three activities do you do that kind of like keep you, help you be super productive? Yoga, meditate, or nothing at all?
Yeah. So I am, as much as I would love to have a better like productivity routine, I do not have one. And I think that maybe it helps me in some ways to feel like, because I think sometimes when I look at routines and like setting up these sort of habits, and you read online from, you know, Fortune Inc. and all these places of like, these entrepreneurs wake up at like 3 a.m., like take a cold shower, you know, do 2 hours of physical activity, and then like they start their day at 6 a.m. or something like that. And I always read that and I'm like, I think that's incredible and that's wonderful if that works for them. But what actually works for me is like just taking it really easy in between work times. Like, of course, I do get physical activity. I like to play some tennis in the afternoons and go on walks and get some fresh air. But to be honest, like, and this is probably something you've never heard, but I wake up and I just like watch like my favorite show for 30 minutes in the morning as like the way I ease into the day. Like I have my coffee and like right now I'm watching The Mandalorian. So like I watch an episode of The Mandalorian, I drink my coffee, like I fully just like ease into the day. And that way, like I feel kind of like I've recovered from waking up because I'm not a major morning person. And then I start working after that.
That's an interesting thought. I'm going to actually steal that one for the next 1 week. You know, I'm really proud. But thank you so much, Rachel, for being on a show. Thank you so much for everything, and take care and stay safe.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. See you later.